Network, because you can handle the truth.
I'm Dr. Daniel, and welcome to Dealing with Dr. Daniel. It is December 2nd, 2018. Can you believe it? All right, we're going to click a little button here, and we're going to say hello to the Facebook people. And then we're going to go to the chat room and say hi to the chat room. We'll click over here. Uh-oh, let's see if we can't increase our volume. Okay, how is that? Okay. All right, so we're going to say hi to the chat room. Well, today's topic is very, very interesting. All right. I got a volume promise. See if we solve it now. How's that? All right. It's better. Well, let's hit another button here. Nope, that button's on high. All right. It looks like it's all the power we get on this end. Okay. Okay, so today's topic is, what if cancer screening were useless? What if? So let's take a look. Let's take a look at that. Now, many of you may or may not be aware, but your doctor gets emails every single week about the latest, the greatest, the best, what's happening in medicine, advances, things we now know that we, well, didn't know yesterday. And so I'm going to share one of these with you. And even though I no longer practice medicine, even though I do not have a medical license, I still get these missives or, you know, mailings. And so I figure as long as your doctor's keeping up, you might as well keep up too. So we're all on the same page, so to speak. Okay, so what happened this past week? First of all, it's Thanksgiving. So all of you in the United States celebrate Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. I celebrated Thanksgiving here, I want you to know, and I gained 8 pounds. Ay, ay, ay. But a week later, I have already lost it. So I'm happy and I'm ready for Christmas. All right, but back to the topic. So this is from Medscape, and as you will probably remember, Medscape is the premier source for medical information, and they publish research papers really from all over the world. And a lot of times when you're reading about one topic, it gives you incredible information about another topic. So this topic is, medically speaking, pretty boring. But the cross-information about other events in medicine is shocking and very informative. And this is FOBT. What the heck is FOBT? FOBT is a collection of letters to make you appear or feel inferior when they're actually talking about something that has been around for at least 40 years. Because that's when I went to medical school 40 years ago. So it's fecal, that means stool, human feces, occult, that means hidden, blood, that means, well, red blood cells, and T is for testing. So it's a test for hidden blood in your feces. Now, how simple is that if someone told you in English? All right, so that's what it is. Why would anyone do that test? Well, you would do that test because you're looking for early signs of colorectal cancer. What's colorectal cancer? Again, another term to make you feel ignorant because you didn't go to medical school, so I'll clarify that. It's colon cancer and rectal cancer. And so you have one tube, I'm sure you know, that goes from your mouth all the way to your butt. Just before the toilet. And again, so you will feel slightly inadequate, but maybe for precision, each 6 to 30 inches of this tube is renamed a different name. And so colorectal cancer simply refers to the last 5 feet of your colon. All right, so now we know what we're talking about. We're talking about testing your feces for hidden blood, blood you can't see, in order to detect cancer of the last 5 or 6 feet of your intestines. All right. And now they say it's only effective in men. Only effective in men, not effective in women. That is interesting. We're going to come back to that, and we're going to talk about a research technique that helps them determine these things. Okay. So in order to understand this whole thing, you have to understand that every study is designed, and it's designed to show something. This particular study was designed to determine if fecal occult blood testing is effective at all. That was the design of the study. It was not designed to tell if men benefited more than women, or if rich people benefited more than poor people, or if people living in developed countries benefited more than people living in underdeveloped countries. It was not designed to tell any of those. It was only designed to determine if fecal occult blood testing is effective. Now, to be very clear about this, what's being tested is the feces, not your blood, so no needles involved. But this is looking for blood in the stool, which, by the way, does not belong there. All right. So, now, colorectal cancer screening is recommended, for those of you who are not aware, for everybody. Everybody. However, it improves outcomes. We'll talk about what outcomes are in men more so than women, and especially in men with left-sided tumors. And the left side is the side of the colon that exists right before the stool or feces leaves your body and enters the toilet. The importance of this is tumors on the other side, which is, we'll call it the far side, may leak some blood, but by the time the blood gets over to the right side, it's broken open, it's digested, it's changed, it's not detectable. All right. So they conducted this screening over a period of 8 years in more than 320,000 men and women aged 60 to 69, which is good. Got a big number. Beats the number like 10 that they used to test antidepressant drugs. All right, so 320,000 is a pretty good size. Participants were randomly assigned into screening and control arms. Randomly. Okay. Results from this trial were published in 2015. That's 3 years ago. It is 2018. It found, listen, no difference in colorectal cancer mortality between the two arms. Now notice, all they counted was death from colorectal cancer. They didn't count death from all causes, which, as a human being, that's really all you're concerned about, is death from all causes. So in other words, if I allow myself to have my blood tested, my feces tested for blood, and then as a result of finding blood, allow myself to be sodomized, and as a result of allowing myself to be sodomized, allow myself to have polyps removed, and as a result of having polyps removed, then submit to getting part of my colon removed, and then submit to chemotherapy, and then, will I live longer? I mean, do you really care what you die of? Of course you don't. What you want to know is, if I submit to this ritual torture and sodomy, will I live longer? That's the question. That's not the question they answered. The question they answered was, will I have a greater chance of dying of colorectal cancer? So a lot is hidden here. In other words, there's no attempt to allow for, maybe you get colorectal cancer screening, maybe it shows up that you have blood, maybe you get end up getting surgery, maybe you die from the surgery. Well, you die from surgery, you didn't die from colorectal cancer, so you're not counted as a death. And you're actually counted as a person who benefited from colorectal cancer screening. And so, but even though they had this bias, where they only counted deaths from colorectal cancer, the study of 320,000 men and women still showed there was no difference in death. So whether you get screened with this blood test or not, your chances of dying of the cancer that the test is determined to detect are not improved. This has a lot of implications. For example, it suggests that either the test is incompetent and doesn't really detect cancers, two, that cancers are detected, but therapy is not effective. So you're seeing where it goes. Basically, for those of you who like to work on a third grade educational level, which I think is a great level to work on, by the way, a lot of problems are solved and avoided at that level of mental activity. What you're saying is getting screened for colon cancer is a friggin' waste of time for the patient, not for the doctor, of course, because he gets paid. So what happened was a team of researchers led by a distinguished physician, name not important, at the Helsinki University Hospital in Finland, re-examined the data to assess outcomes beyond mortality. Now, this is important because the study was only designed to detect if colorectal cancer screening resulted in benefit to the individuals in the narrow spectrum of colorectal cancer. So, for example, if you have a cancer screening, and let's say it accurately detects all of the cancers, and let's say those cancers are all properly treated, but the people so harassed are not any better off in terms of life expectancy, then that cancer is a waste of time even trying to detect it. So if we give this test the benefit of the doubt and say, yes, it detects cancers accurately, yes, everyone whose cancer was detected, followed up with therapy. What we have to conclude is, let's just say the therapy was effective, eradicated the cancer. Then we have to understand or conclude is that that cancer was not relevant to the person's life expectancy. In other words, it may be that cancer itself is not a disease, but a symptom. And that having a certain type of cancer at a certain stage simply is a symptom of an underlying, let's say, weakness, frailty, or whatever in the body, and the person is simply going to live a certain amount of time, regardless of intervention, because, again, the cancer is a symptom, it's not the disease. All right, so those are some pretty elaborate reasoning processes, but again, keep it down to the basic level. What they're saying is it makes no sense to detect colon cancer early. All right. Now, they found that biennial, that means every 2 years, FOBT, that means fecal occult blood testing screening, seems to be effective. Seems to be? You mean it is or it isn't? I mean, is it? But they say it seems to be. That's not a scientific term. In terms of improving several different outcomes in men, but not in women. So how did they find out that there's this male-female difference? So it's particularly beneficial in men with left-sided tumors. Well, you can't tell before you do this screening test if someone has a left-sided tumor or a right-sided tumor. You can't, because that's what screening is all about, right? So a large number of cancers are simply missed. They're just missed because they're in the wrong place. All right, got that. In the subgroup that has the left-sided tumor, the screening was associated with better overall survival, lower rates of disfiguring, crippling surgery, and a reduction for need for chemotherapy. So what they're saying then is the tumors so detected were minor and did not require extensive therapy. And it may be also that the tumors so detected would never have become cancerous. So better overall survival. So we don't understand what that is. Maybe they'll tell us later. However, these benefits were not seen in women or in men or women with right-sided tumors. In other words, more than half the people screened were not benefited. Because we know half were women, right? So they had no benefit. Chuck that. And then men with tumors on the right side didn't benefit. If tumors are evenly distributed, we can say at least half of the men did not benefit. So only 25% of any population being screened has the potential to even benefit from the screening process. Of course, all the rest, females who have colon cancer or men who have colon cancer on the right side, are not going to benefit. So 75% of people who are screened, and that's a generous number, have no chance of benefiting from the screening. So this is basically a ritual. So this is like my analogy is going to the gas station. I said, well, 75% of people who come to this gas station for gas don't get any gas. But the other 25%, they get what they paid for. Are you going to go to that gas station to fill up your tank? Yes or no? I don't know. It's your choice. These are all personal decisions. Ones that, of course, I certainly can't make for you, and I would never think to pass judgment on what you decided. So 75% of people being screened for colorectal cancer have zero chance of benefiting. All right. The other 25%, let's take a look at the other 25%. The intervention they get is minimal, and their survival appears to be longer. And again, the word is appears to be. They don't have a lot of confidence in this. So then we're reading this along. We're thinking we're going to get more details about this study, right? Ho, ho, ho. Here's the bombshell. And this is from a doctor, and he says, well, practically no cancer screenings have been found to have an impact on overall mortality. This Dr. Koskenvo commented in a press statement. Can we repeat that? Practically no cancer screenings have been found to have an impact on overall mortality. This is huge. If you think you're going to increase your life expectancy or live longer because you were screened for cancer, just drop that notion right now. The doctor says, hey, everybody knows. No cancer screenings have been found to have an impact on overall mortality. But that does not stop her. What does she say? However, they may still be useful in other ways. In other ways, what other ways? Are we looking for a cosmic experience here? Are we trying to transcend? Are we getting closer to God? What's going on with all this, measuring my feces and shoving tubes up the butt? What's it all about? Is it just a cultural ritual? If people are not going to benefit by being healthier, thus living longer, if there's no measurable benefit, then what could be the other benefit? So here they say, now they tell us. However, patients could avoid more intensive treatments if they participated in screening for colorectal cancer, she explained. So they could avoid more extreme torture. Well, they could, then again, they could not. All right. This is shocking. This is absolutely shocking. And when you look at medical research or read medical studies, a lot of times you have the focus at hand, which is your fecal occult blood testing. And what they're basically saying is, hey, don't pick on us. Our screening doesn't work, but no one else's screening works anyway. Like, what the heck? You know, chill. So, the problem here is that there's an integrity issue here. Remember when you were in school, in grade school, there was that kid who got caught doing something maybe he shouldn't do, and he said, well, wait a minute, everyone else is doing it. What do you mean? How come you're picking on me? I'm not saying I didn't do it, I'm just saying everyone else does it. So that's the defense here. I mean, no one says, well, wait a minute, if this isn't helping anyone, why don't we stop it? You know, why don't we just stop it. Okay, commercial coming.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we're talking about cancer screening. What if cancer screening were like useless? And like staring at your belly button only more dangerous, because then you get sodomized, then you get cut up, and then get blasted with chemotherapy and x-rays, and you're like in those comic strips on Saturday morning, and you get blast people with those death rays. Yeah. Huh. Okay. So particularly beneficial in men with left-sided tumors in this subgroup. Now, we have a subgroup of a subgroup of a subgroup. So let me just tell you how small a number this is. Instead of cancers that are colon cancers and that are left-sided. This is not a big number. Now, the big thing here is they don't tell you what percent of colon cancers are left-sided. That's pretty suspicious. Pretty darn suspicious. Now, let's see if we can find it. What percent of colon cancers are left-sided? Now, so tumor-sidedness, which is whether it's on the left side or the right side, is okay, here. 22% had right-sided tumors. But one-third of the population in the United States has a right-sided tumor. All right. So we have a situation where we have a screening test that literally has the ability to benefit very, very few people, but is given to 100% of people. And so this is what the glitch is. So okay, so colon cancer is, by the way, 90% of people are diagnosed after age 50. So it makes no sense to screen before colon cancer. It doesn't make no sense to screen before age 50, just by the way. So lifetime risk of developing colon cancer is 4.5%. That's close enough. So if we do the math, we have 4.5% of people. 4.5 times 25% of those have the possibility of benefiting, because 25% of them are, well, first of all, half of them are women, so they don't benefit. So you have the 4.5%. So half of 4.5%, we'll call it 2.3%. So of the people in the population who are being screened, 2.3% have any lifetime chance of benefiting. Now here's another thing. That's a lifetime chance. So if you have 2.3% and a person gets screened in any particular year, what are their chances of having cancer in that particular year? Well, prior to 50, it's less than 10%. So what about after 50? Well, let's be optimistic. Let's say the person's going to live 70 years. I mean, until they're 70 or 76. So we're going to divide that by 16. Give them 16 years beyond age. So less than 0.1% of people in any particular year have a chance of benefiting from being screened. So literally, we're talking about 1.4 people per 1,000 people screened. This makes cancer screening a serious moneymaker. I mean, just the money generated by screening 999 people who have no chance at all of benefiting. That's huge. That's a huge moneymaker. And then of those 999 people who have no chance of benefiting, because they're female, because their tumor is on the right side, and because the per year risk of colon cancer in the other affected group is so small. And so literally, you're generating 1,000 times the amount of revenue the service you're presenting. Again, this is like selling a house 1,000 times, and then only one person of that 1,000 gets to ever occupy the house, but all 1,000 pay for it. And this is why cancer screening makes absolutely no sense. But let's see what they say. Okay, so it was particularly beneficial in men whose left-sided tumors in this subgroup was associated with better survival, lower rates of non-radical resections, and a reduced need for chemotherapy. Again, the screening occurred so early that people's cancers were caught at a stage in which many of them never would have progressed. The follow-up for the study was only 2 years. Okay, although it found no difference in colon cancer mortality between the screening arm and the control arm, the results did suggest there was a benefit among women. Just suggest. All right, commercial, we will be back.
Can't you see I'm burning?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. 'Cause I don't want to stay here on my own.
Oh, doctor, doctor, is this love I'm feeling?
Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we're talking about colon cancer. Yes, colon cancer. Really, cancer screening in general. But if you have a screened population, and the number of people in the screened population who have any possibility of benefiting that particular year is 1 per 1,000, then you're going to generate a tremendous amount of revenue because you're screening 999 people every year that don't need to be screened. That's number one. Number two, the level of false positives for any particular test is usually far more than 1%. even at 1%, you're going to get 9 false positives, 9 people who need to be sodomized, that would be colonoscopy, for every one person that might benefit, at least. And a lot of times it's even worse, the numbers. So let's just finish up what they say about this particular study. So the survival benefit was not seen in men with right-sided tumors. However, survival rates were unaffected by tumor-sidedness in women. In other words, the women's survival rates were not different at all. Now, look at this. So among men, 5-year overall survival rate, okay, we took it out to 5 years, was 68% in the screening arm versus 61.5% in the control arm. Let's round these numbers up. 69%, 62%. So of this 1%, of people who were benefited because they were male and their tumors were left-sided, only 7% benefited. How do you figure that out? 5-year overall survival rate was 68.8% in the screening arm versus 61.5% in the unscreened arm. So 61.5% of those guys, they're going to live anyway. And so the difference between 68.8% and 61.5% is more or less only 7%. So now we have 7% of 1 in 1,000 who actually benefited. So let's figure this out. 1,000 divided by 7%. So literally, 1 in 14,285 people of the screening, people screened, are going to benefit. So literally, you're going to screen 14,285 people in order for one person to benefit. That fraudulent land deal where they sell a house to a bunch of people, only one person gets to benefit. This is, again, this is like selling a house to 14,285 people, but only one person, one picket, one person, is ever able to occupy that house. This is, you know, in any other area, this would be called fraud. And again, these numbers are determined. These are their numbers. This is a medical industrial complex. This is their numbers. And the doctor says it randomized an enormous number of people in the public healthcare system, which meant that we could objectively evaluate the benefits of the screening. Similar studies have not been available anywhere else, she said. In the future, we must examine whether different screening techniques could improve the situation of female patients and facilitate the diagnosis of right-sided colorectal cancer, the researchers conclude. Whoa, 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 whoa. When this works, it only works for 1 in 14,285 people. Does anyone want to talk about that? In other words, why is it that this 1% of people, not 1%, but 1 in 1,000 people, this person happens to be a male individual, that is diagnosed with cancer, the cancer is left-sided, and he gets treatment, only 7% of those guys have an outcome that's improved. Well, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. So even in the best case scenario, this test is shocking, shockingly ineffective. Say nothing of the therapy. This is I would say unconscionable, one of my mother's favorite words. In other words, if you have a conscience, this is something you absolutely would not do. So what's going on here then is we have cancer screening, and again, I'm picking on colon cancer, but it's every cancer. You have a cancer screening that's useless for at least 75% of those screened. The remaining 25%, even if they submit to therapy, at best, 7% of them might have a better outcome had they not had therapy at all. And this is somebody here should be embarrassed. So if you screen someone versus not screening them, their overall survival rate increases by 7 percentage points over a period of 5 years. That's crazy. Your chances of dying in any 1 year, just by the way, is 0.8%. So over a 5 year period, they would have had a 4% death rate anyway. So when you figure that the screening arm versus the control arm over a 5 year period gave them 7% increased survival, well, they're going to have a 4% death rate anyway, just because they're human, and humans have to die sometime, like maybe around age 80 or something. So the real benefit here is even not even the generous 7% I gave them, but closer to the 4%. So this is, you know, and the only problem they can see is they need to screen more people and get screening that's effective for more people. If the people, if 100% of people who benefited could benefit were screened, there'd only be an incremental 2% increase in survival, which is, that's utter nonsense. I mean, if you have a bar mitzvah or a birthday party or a wedding anniversary you're trying to make, maybe. And even then, you might do better to go to church and light a candle. But this is the nature of cancer screening. And then, so I think that that's good enough, right? Oh, no, no, no. Now they say cancer survival is still lagging behind other countries. So the United States, once they screen you, the therapy doesn't even work. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Ah, okay. So, you know, this is so what's a person to do? What is a person to do? I say stay home. Stay home. If sodomy is your thing, there are other ways to get that accomplished that might be a lot cheaper. Who knows? Maybe a lot more enjoyable. So as a quick review, let's do a model situation here. If you have 10 people in a treatment group and 10 people in the no treatment group, or just say no screening group, and you go 5 years later, five folks, let's just say, and the screening group are dead. Only one died from the disease being screened for. In the no screening group, three are dead. Only two died from the disease being screened for. Which group would you rather be in? Obviously, you'd rather be in the group of 10 where only three people died, not five. But because they're only counting the deaths from the disease being screened for, the numbers are misleading and inaccurate. So clearly the screen group, in this case, would be worse off because it had more deaths. However, only deaths from disease are being screened for are counted, and this gives a false impression that screening was helpful. And this is only an illustration to illustrate the concept. But even with this mathematical manipulation, this cancer screening process could not be shown to be effective. So very, very interesting. First of all, your doctor knows about this, okay? I mean, I knew about this in medical school because these numbers were presented to us in medical school. And, you know, you had to raise your hand and say, well, wait a minute. If only 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000 people is benefiting, why are we charging the other 10,000 and why are we putting them through this whole procedure? And so, of course, in medical school, this is in the 80s, the drama. If we can save even one life in 20,000, then this must be done. Well, save a life, what do you mean? We're not handing out immortality here. I mean, everyone's going to die. So what are we doing? Prolonging a life? And prolonging it by how many years? Or how many minutes? Or how many weeks? And shouldn't we say to people, if you're going to get this screening done, on average, your life will be prolonged by 10 minutes or 2 weeks or whatever, and then they can decide if they want to get the screening? Dr. Daniels, you don't understand. And they said that to me a lot in medical school. So what we have going on here is very serious. So what's the answer? The answer actually is very simple. It's super simple. A lot of people I know want government regulation. They want investigation. They want prosecution. I say, forget it. Just stay home. Just don't even bother with the screening. I mean, the medical industrial complex itself, through its own research, has determined that the screening tests are useless. And I think it's really important for people to apply the same standard of results or reliability to their medical care and their health as they would to, say, getting gas in their car or getting groceries at the store. You know, if a grocery store was selling a loaf of bread, and for everyone who bought the loaf of bread, only one person in 14,285 would actually ever receive a loaf of bread, well, that would be a problem. I mean, people would actually complain. You know, that's unacceptable. So if you apply the same standard of scrutiny, same standard of performance to screening tests that you apply to other aspects of your life, we'll call them consumerism, then the answer is clear. Just stay home. The benefit for there is no screening test that has a benefit even approaching 1% of those screened. All right, so that is it. All right, we are ready for questions. Graciela says, good morning. You look so good today. Thank you. My mother died by liver cancer 5 years ago. Do you think it can be hereditary? No, absolutely not. The only thing hereditary is cooking habits. So if you're cooking the same way your mother is cooking, then chances are you might get similar diseases, but that would be just about it. Okay, so somebody wants to know about Vitality capsules and taking them out of the capsule. So I've tried taking them with all kinds of things. Tomato juice is the winner. Put it in tomato juice, down the hatch, then chase it with more tomato juice that does not have capsules in it. And that's pretty good. That masks the flavor and eradicates the flavor. So it's really good. Okay. Do you have an idea of what percent of medical practitioners are aware of the ineffectiveness of their rituals? The answer is 100%. Because we are told in medical school that half of everything you're teaching us is false. And so, of course, half of everything we do has got to be ineffective, right? I mean, just straightforward. So we are informed in medical school that it's ineffective. Now, they give us excuses. They say, well, research is ongoing, and we'll get the answers, and we'll replace that 50% with more accurate information. Of course, they say the same thing every year to every medical school class. It is now 35 years later. They're still selling the same thing to the medical school class, because the truth is that the error rate, if you want to call it that, is closer to 100%. Stephanie says, I had a colonoscopy once, never again. Yeah, it feels a lot like sodomy. It looks a lot like sodomy. When I saw a colonoscopy, I was in medical school, and I saw a colonoscopy, I'm like, oh my God, oh, it's terrible. Yeah, it looked pretty bad to me, really gruesome. It didn't look scientific at all. This looked like they were sodomizing somebody. Good afternoon, Dr. Daniels. What are your thoughts on Rick Simpson's oil for treating cancer? It's worth a try. I've not seen any cures, but I haven't seen everything, so who knows? Maybe it works. So Lori says, can three bowel movements happen in the first 3 hours of the morning, or do they need to happen throughout the day? It can be any time of day. It can be all clustered in the morning or the afternoon. Okay, we are going to commercial and we will be back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Dr. Daniels, and Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are talking about cancer screening, how ineffective it is, and of course, what you can do is simply don't get screened. Unfortunately, there's really not anything else to do except don't get screened. And the other thing, though, to do is, like I'm talking about Thanksgiving, is when you have something like a big feast for Thanksgiving, you overindulge. What I do is I watch my weight. So over Thanksgiving, I gained 8 pounds. I'm like, ooh, that's not good. And so whenever I gain 8 pounds like that, I always eat vegetables for a few days and even do a liver flush. And I did a liver flush, and I just, it's amazing. It's like pushing the reset button. I was able to skip, jump, upbeat, felt great. So I would really recommend just periodic cleanup. And that actually is the best protection against cancer. So when I was practicing medicine, you know, drug reps come by, and they always ask you questions. I guess it's kind of, I don't know why, just they ask questions. And so this one lady says, well, you know, my mother died of breast cancer, and I'm worried I might get breast cancer. I said, well, number one cause of cancer is constipation. Oh, yeah, my mother was really constipated, and I'm constipated too. So, of course, she got some Vitality capsules. Her constipation was relieved, and she felt great. But you need to understand what's going on. You need to understand the underlying problem. So cancer is not a disease. Cancer is a symptom. And it's a symptom of the accumulation of waste in your body and damage to your body's cells. And so the number one defense against cancer is not being constipated. And that's really what got me to develop Vitality capsules, is I found in my medical practice so many afflictions that could be relieved just by pooping 3 times a day. Now, I would recommend a dietary change or supplements. But the truth of the matter is, if I started with dietary changes and supplements, I didn't get no other results. I got maybe, I'd say a 55% response rate. But if I started by relieving the constipation, the response rate was much higher, like 90, 95%, much, much better. And people were happy. I was happy. It was really a good feeling for people to get results. Okay, so if you're really worried about cancer, screening is not an effective strategy. An effective strategy would be to keep yourself cleaned out, improve your nutrition, and maintain your hydration. And that's really, those are the three things. It's just that simple. For God's sakes, don't get screened. Sarah says, Dr. Davis, can you take Vitality capsules before a meal? A very bad idea. If you take Vitality capsules before a meal, then there's no food in your stomach when you take them. And that's the whole point, is you want the food in your stomach when you take the Vitality capsules. So you have to take it with food. Eat some food, take the Vitality capsule, eat more food. We are going to commercial.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.